West side of good old Cedar Rapids. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes. Gym class coming your way right here on KGYM. Jeff Downing will join us coming up here in just a little bit as our in-studio producer. We'll be followed by the Todd Promelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They'll be live on location down at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City at 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. They'll be down there from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. It coincides with happy hour, and we invite you to stop on by and get your weekend off to a tremendous start. And hope everyone has a very, very good weekend. We got a City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department giveaway, our final one. We will award somebody with that, two free rounds of golf, plus two sleeves of golf balls. We will have that for one of our listeners coming up in just a little bit. If you'd like to join in, love to hear from you. 319-366-1600. That is Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. That's also our phone line as well, 319-366-1600. Post-draft edition, post-NBA draft edition of the program. And we asked yesterday, Mark, good afternoon, first of all.
Afternoon.
We asked the listeners yesterday in our poll question about the draftees, the potential draftees yesterday from Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI. And I don't think a real big shock. No, you set the bar at 1.5. I think I took the under, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
I did. And I was right on something. How about that? Monte Morris selected 51st last night by the Denver Nuggets as a point guard. Congratulations to him and best of luck to him. But certainly, even though Peter Jok, Jeremy Morgan, and Deontay Burton were not selected in the NBA draft, still news for those fellows today.
Yeah, all have reached free agent contracts with various teams. Peter Jok is going to play in the Summer League with the Pelicans.
Jeremy, Cage and Troy!
Yeah. Jeremy Morgan of Northern Iowa and Iowa City West, he goes to play for the Golden State Warriors of all teams.
I called that, didn't I? I said I think he'd be a really good fit.
Yeah.
I think he'd be a tremendous fit for them as that guy at the end of the bench, give him a few minutes a game, come in, give good defense, shut down a guy perhaps. I like it.
Deontay Burton is going to be in the camp of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Reports are Naz Mitru-Long is going to compete with the Indiana Pacers. That from Chris Williams, our friend in Ames. And Matt Thomas.
Or the Globetrotters.
Or the Globetrotters. He was a third round pick.
I didn't even know the Globetrotters had a draft.
I think it's all window dressing more than anything else. But and Matt Thomas from Iowa State will compete with the Raptors. So, I mean, is it any different being in the second round or a free agent?
I don't think it's a
Neither
lot
is guaranteed.
Different. No. I don't think it's a lot different, but you do get a chance to pick your team. And, yeah, I think that sometimes is an advantage instead of being drafted. Although, you know, the teams do their homework, so they're going to know who they need to take out there. So we'll see.
Any surprises to you in the draft?
You know what surprised me last night in the draft is the fact that this thing should be on TMZ. Between all the trash talking. Okay, you got Josh Jackson today. He's trash talking about the teams that passed on him, all three of them. You've got the whole, you know, the ball situation. You got LeVar. He didn't make it on stage.
He did get some time, though, didn't he?
But he got some time. Threw his hat into the crowd. Had to show that a few thousand times. You got Danny Ainge mad at Josh Jackson. Josh Jackson, as we said, trash talk. Then you got the whole, who are you wearing tonight? Markel Fultz had shoes made of basketball leather. It's entertainment, ladies and gentlemen. The NBA has a lot of flash to it. That's for sure. That's what kind of caught me a little bit more than anything last night, plus the endless amount of trades. Chicago Bulls are not the Chicago Bulls of 24 hours ago. We know that. Jimmy Butler is gone. What do you, if you're Fred Hoiberg today, what are you feeling? Do you have job security? Are you feeling good about yourself? You're a lot of Bulls fans out there. Love to hear from you. After all of the wheeling and dealing last night, are you happy with things? Are you not happy with things? Of course, the knee-jerk reaction is, oh my gosh, what are we doing? The sky is falling. And then grab the paper and see how the Cubs are doing. Because Blackhawk season's over. And so I don't know. Listen, you got to, and I'm going through it with the Chicago White Sox at this point. You got to tear things down before you can get them back to where they should be.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, White Sox have been doing it for a long time. They just officially started it now. But the Bulls now are officially on the clock doing it now as well. 319-366-1600.
Chicago's first-round pick, they selected seventh and took Lauri Markkanen, the forward from Arizona. Should be a nice player.
I would agree. I think he should have stayed around. It's interesting. The other thing that caught my eye last night, as far as the draft is concerned, and listening to it especially, and I thought a great job done by ESPN Radio on their draft experts, but three quarters of the time, they were saying, well, this guy has got to develop. He's got to do this. He's got to develop.
Most of them are freshmen.
He shot 27%. They set a record last night. There were only two seniors taken in the entire first round, and they were the last two picks of the draft of the first round. 16 freshmen, I believe, were taken last night. That is unbelievable. And I think they were talking about Josh Jackson, as a matter of fact. Don't quote me on him, but they said, well, he's a 27% three-point shooter in college.
Mm.
You think that's going to go up a whole ton, backing up 3 or 4 feet as far as the NBA is concerned, with the best athletes in the world playing against you? I'm with Coach K. I think it's time for a reevaluation and a change.
How did Duke ever lose a game last year?
They had a lot of injuries. A lot of injuries last year.
Four players taken from Duke last night.
Pretty amazing.
My favorite pick was at 26. Portland Trail Blazers taking Caleb Swanigan.
Yeah.
A lot of folks thought he might fall to the second round. By the way, it's Swanigan out of Purdue, if you're not familiar. But,
Biggie.
I think he's going to have a good long career in the NBA.
I would agree with that. 319-366-1600, your thoughts about the NBA draft from last night. And about the Iowans, with the Iowa ties anyway, we should say. And if you have some thoughts about the Chicago Bulls, love to hear your thoughts on that as well as we continue on with the world of sports today.
I haven't looked into the Denver Nuggets situation a whole lot to try to figure out where Morris fits in. I know there was talk of the Nuggets moving some people, maybe creating a little bit of opportunity for Morris to come in and compete for that backup position, but I have a hard time believing he's not going to stick.
I would agree. I think Monte Morris just makes everybody better, and that was the whole thing behind Alonzo Ball last night. I think Magic Johnson sees a lot of himself in Ball.
Mm.
Now you're going to get the baggage with it, but you're not going to get that with Monte Morris. Yeah, he's going to have to shoot from the outside a little bit better. Can he get to the hole in the NBA like he did as effectively as he did in Ames? I don't know. I think that's
he's a facilitator, though, and I'm not sure he's going to need to shoot that much from the outside.
Right. You take a look at his assist to turnover ratio, and it's always been within, it's 4-1, 5-1.
It's not going to be that in the NBA, but it's still probably going to be pretty good.
Going to be good. He's going to make people better around him. I would agree with that. Very much so. 319-366-1600, if you'd like to chime in about all the happenings in the NBA draft that took place last night. So that is behind us, and now look ahead to football. Little diversion of some baseball throughout. Mm-hmm. We've got the Twins and the Indians. We'll join up tonight at 7 o'clock. That will be on 107.5 FM.
6:10, first pitch there, and the Twins getting drubbed by the Indians at home.
No, the White Sox.
No. They play the Indians tonight. The Indians drubbed them at home. just a short week ago.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And then, Twins dropped a... glad they got one, that one in, by the way, after a five-hour rain delay.
Oh, yeah.
9-0 White Sox yesterday, but the Indians, the opponents, the next four games for the Twins really routed the Twins in Minneapolis, and somehow the Twins are going to have to figure out a way to at least get maybe one. Two would be great.
Royals are coming up from the outside here. They're coming strong.
No question.
As they are the ones that are on the move right now as far as the American League Central Division is concerned. 319-366-1600 as baseball continues on as we get into the weekend. We're going to talk to Jeremiah Davis coming up here. He is live at the Iowa Speedway. We'll talk with him here in just a little bit. And also Donald Davidson will join us. Had a chance to talk with him earlier on today as he was making his way up to Green Bay, Wisconsin. He wasn't driving. He had a driver, but we're going to talk with Donald coming up here in just a little bit. We've got our Cedar Rapids City Golf Department giveaway, our final one coming up for you as well today.
Travelers Championship on the PGA Tour. We told you yesterday, Zach Johnson had a very rough round in the first round in Cromwell, Connecticut. Zach had a 75 yesterday, much better today with a 1-under par 69, but not going to be nearly enough to make the cut. Which is around 1 or 2 under right now. Your leader, Jordan Spieth, who shot, followed up a 63 with a 1-under par 69. He has a one-stroke lead over Troy Merritt and Graham Dillette.
Zach did better today, but still yesterday's troubles cost him.
Especially his first nine where he shot 5 over.
There was a tin cup moment today.
Was there?
Yes, there was. Harris English. Had an 11 today.
Give me another ball.
On a par 5, and he did the tin cup thing, it looked like, according to ShotLink on PGA Tour, that he tried it 3 times, and on the 3rd time, he got it taken care of. give me another ball. Give me another ball. Come on, Romeo. those things happen sometimes in the heat of battle, and I think it did today as well. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll check in with Jeremiah Davis. He's going to join us live from Newton, the Iowa Speedway. He's over there covering the truck race tonight as well as the Xfinity race coming up tomorrow night at the Iowa Speedway. We'll talk some local racing with him. We'll talk some college basketball, some primetime league, and other things with Jeremiah, and we'll do that when we come back. 18 past 3, it is the Friday edition of the Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM.
Business is all about having the right connections. And with American Airlines' nonstop flight to Charlotte, North Carolina, from the Eastern Iowa Airport, you have more than 600. Whether you need to get to a meeting in Washington, D.C., or a conference in Paris, flying nonstop to American Airlines' second largest hub will get you there. And with 2 daily flights, you'll get there and back when you need to. Connect for business at the Eastern Iowa Airport. More seats, more flights, more options. Book tickets now at flycid.com.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club and pay no green fees. Shotgun tee-off is at 1. The cost is just $30. Individual and team play will be chosen randomly. And since there are no green fees, all the cash goes to prizes, meaning you get 100% of your money back. No green fees. No more excuses. Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Sign up in the clubhouse before 12:30 or call that morning, 393-9915.
Summer can really shine a light on your damaged pavement. Fixing it can be more affordable than you think. Stop dodging those cracks and potholes and call Pate Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
Welcome back at 3:20 here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class and KGYM. Twins baseball coming up later on. We have that City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department prize for you. Two rounds of golf and two sleeves of golf balls. And that will be going out to one of our listeners. That'll be coming up before 4 o'clock. And then we'll send it down to the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City and the Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They will be down there from 4 o'clock till 7 o'clock, broadcasting live during happy hour as... should be a very nice night. About a 2-club wind tonight, Mark.
Yeah, it's pretty breezy out there.
Pretty breezy out there indeed. And breezy on the racetrack as well. And that's where we find our first guest, and that is the Gazette's Jeremiah Davis. Covers local racing, national auto racing, college basketball, some college football thrown in as well. And if it's out there, he'll cover it. How you doing, Jeremiah? Can you hear me, Jeremiah? I hear him in the background. All right, we'll try it again. See if we can get him back on here.
Jeremiah having a very busy day. He's going to be, he's at the Iowa Speedway at noon right now, and then the World of Outlaws in West Liberty tonight.
Yeah, coming up tonight. Jeremiah, can you hear us? All right, we'll get back to him. We'll take a quick break, come back, and we'll get things taken care of here. So, stay tuned. It's a Friday, and it's kind of gone this way since 10 o'clock this morning, Mark Dukes. You have one of those days?
More frequently than not, I think.
All right.
We'll get her fixed.
We'll get it taken care of. All right. Stay tuned. Back with more after this.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
All right, we're going to try it one more time. It's take two here, 3:23. This is like our tin cup moment, Mark, with Harris English, except we are standing in for Harris English and Roy McAvoy.
Give me another button.
We'll try it again. See if our friend Jeremiah is with us. Can you hear us?
Yeah, how are we doing?
Hey, there we go. You ever have one of those days?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just checking. Jeremiah joining us from the Iowa Speedway in Newton, where the Truck Series will be there tonight and the Xfinity Series coming up tomorrow night. We'll start with racing of the truck and the Xfinity variety anyway. Busy day for Joey Gase. Busy night for Joey Gase, isn't it?
Yeah, he's going to run both practices here today and then head over to Hawkeye Downs tonight for Iowa Donor Network night. It's a big night for him. So.
Yeah. How was his first practice today?
Not great. they had some issues getting the car up off the track. They were bottoming out really, really bad. Mm-hmm. And they were last 38 on the speed chart. So I talked to him a little bit ago, and he's kind of resigned laughter. Like, we got to try and figure out. We're not sure what's going on, but, he's typically their car, they're anywhere from a 20th to a 30th place car normally, especially at the short track. But when they're non-companion races like this one, he usually has a chance to finish top 20. Well, and he's run pretty well here in the past. Well, it's just, he said it's the worst they've ever unloaded at any track in that first session. So lots of work to do. And they had considered him only running the one practice today. But given how poorly that first practice session went, they're definitely going to run the second one, and then he's going to head to Hawkeye Downs afterwards.
Not a lot of primarily Cup drivers in this race, Jeremiah. It doesn't look like, if any. That's got to excite the Xfinity guys.
Yeah, I don't think there's any either. I made a once over through the pit area. And, you know, obviously Sam Hornish has cup experience, and J.J. Yaley does cup races every once in a while. And, you know, some of these other guys have done one-offs, but no primarily cup drivers. And, you know, for the young guys, the guys making their debuts, the regulars who, you know, are running second, third, fourth to these cup guys week in and week out, you know, it's a chance to go win races and get their sponsors and get themselves, their talent out in front of everybody. You know, and I tweeted earlier that everybody seems to complain when a cup driver wins an Xfinity Series race. You know, that, like, it's boring, I don't want to watch it, I don't want to go to it. So that must mean, right, that tomorrow night is going to be great ratings and the race is going to be sold out, right? Yeah, By that logic, is that how that works?
Yeah, indeed.
Sorry, it's just frustrating. That bugs me on social media when, you know, people are going to complain no matter what, and then when the cup drivers aren't here, it's like, oh, well, my favorite driver isn't there. That's boring. I don't know who the drivers are. Well, you know, that's kind of the point of this series, or it was supposed to be at one time.
And yeah, indeed. And the same thing with the trucks. And it's kind of been an interesting year as far as the truck series is concerned, because you're seeing some of the teams fold. They just don't have the money. There's talk, people in the know nationally saying, hey, why not go to some of the smaller tracks? Why do you got to go to some of the tracks and attract 2,000 people to come watch you? The trucks have always done well at Iowa Speedway. That's not going to be the problem, but it's kind of a watershed year for that series.
I would agree. And I've had lots of conversations with people about it as well. And yep, I don't think the truck series should go to a track larger than a mile.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was speaking, Brett Moffitt was back in Eastern Iowa this last week running a dirt modified for Griffin McGrath. And one of the conversations we had about it, because he was on a team that closed, you know, Red Horse Racing, you know, he had a full season deal with them and they shut down. So now he's out of work. You know, he talked about, you know, Daytona, these truck teams are going to the wind tunnel to go to Daytona. There's no reason a Camping World Truck Series team should ever have to go to the wind tunnel. Hmm. They should be able to, you know, a team like, you know, Caleb Adrian runs it at Hawkeye Downs weekly. His family used to own a truck series team that they would race. It wasn't full-time, but they would race every once in a while. A team like that, a team like, you know, Griffin McGrath should be able to have a truck and go compete at Iowa or Madison or Elko or Hawkeye Downs if that was ever to come to fruition. And, you know, do a couple one-offs, be able to pull with the, you know, a dually pickup and a car trailer and go compete, you know, like they do in the ASA series or used to, or the ARCA Midwest Tour. It should be something like that, because those teams, as a developmental series, it should not be at, you know, and just in my opinion, of course, for whatever that's worth to anybody, they shouldn't be going to Charlotte and Kansas and all these places that require cup level engineering and cup level money. It's not supposed to be that. It's supposed to be a double A, single A kind of series.
You're going to put some miles on your vehicle today. What's going on in West Liberty tonight?
Yeah, World of Outlaw Sprint Cars in West Liberty for the first time ever. You know, I came over here because I love coming over to Iowa Speedway. I didn't want to miss anything today, or miss as least as possible, I guess I should say. But, you know, I wish I could be three places at once tonight, because I love the trucks and I love watching them here. And, of course, Joey Gase is going to be at Hawkeye Downs, but sprint cars are just so much fun to watch, period. And I really am curious to see what it's going to be like on that big half mile there in West Liberty, because, you know, the Outlaws put on a good show, like I said, but when you're at a new place, it throws a kink into things. And I wrote about that today, that these guys, it's kind of an equalizer, you know, and Donnie Schatz is the only one who says he's ever been there, which, you know, he was in a late model, he said, when he was there, so it doesn't transfer over. But a brand new place right in our backyard. We don't get to see sprint cars too often in Eastern Iowa. I think it's going to be a really good show. And IMCA modifieds are with it too, so we'll get a little mix of both, you know, what we normally see and something brand new.
Well, yeah, and this is the top series for right. the sprint car series. So, I mean, Knoxville and here, that's about it.
Right. I mean, the 34 Raceway has sprint cars every once in a while, but that's, you know, it's a decent haul for people in our area, you know, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and, you know, you don't get too many of the stars of the sport to go down there, and, you know, the best of the best are going to be there tonight. Yeah, Donnie Schatz, you know, maybe the best ever that's done it. You know, I'm going to start some arguments with some Steve Kinzer fans, but, you know, Donnie Schatz is going to be there, Shane Stewart's going to be there, Joey Saldana, Kerry Need Manson, you know, lots of, you know, all the big stars of the sport are going to be there, and it's going to be, I'm really interested to see, and I'm really curious to see what kind of crowd's there, because I hope it's big, because I'd love to see them come back, you know, year after year.
Yeah, very interesting. Before we leave racing anyway, your thoughts so far? It's been kind of a mixed bag this year as far as the local racing scene is concerned. We've seen some big crowds at Hawkeye Downs this year for some special races. We've seen some encouraging things and then some not so encouraging things around as far as a whole is concerned. Would you agree with that or just your assessment?
Yeah, it's been kind of a bizarre racing season in Eastern Iowa, especially. You look at Hawkeye Downs has been much improved, you know, so far early in this year, but they've also had a lot of a lot of reasons for people to come out, right? You know, you have the 2,000 win shows early in the year, Landon comes back, you've got free night, more cars earlier in the year, and you know, it's from here on is what I'm curious about with Hawkeye Downs specifically, because you know, a guy like Caleb Adrian wrecks twice. When's he going to be back? Brody Willett, you know, the two big races at Hawkeye Downs are done. Is he going to go chase, you know, some different money races, some big eight races? You know, it's at this point from on is when you've started to see traditionally the car counts fall off a little bit at Hawkeye Downs. I really hope that it stays the same because the nice little rebound they've had this year has been really encouraging and really nice to see, you know, given where the racetrack was 3, 4, 5 years ago. Dirt-wise, you know, some tracks doing very well. Vinton, Independence, you know, crowds are great. Car counts are up. And then if you look at Farley, West Liberty, it's the opposite. And, you know, why is a really long answer that I probably don't have time to tell you, just to talk it all out. But, you know, payout, that kind of structure, policies, fees, you know, new promoters, things like that I think are what, you know, has kind of plagued the Farley Promotions Group. You know, those three racetracks, Dubuque, Farley, and West Liberty, they made some changes. Their payout now is very competitive, if not higher than everywhere else in the state. So hopefully they'll start to get some race cars back. It's like you said, it's either on one end of the spectrum or the other. And it's been very interesting and honestly a little difficult to keep up with what, you know, all that's been going on in the dirt scene around here so far this year.
I will give the promoters that have taken over at Farley and Dubuque and West Liberty a lot of credit because their net's not sitting back. I mean, they put a ton of money, especially into Farley. And, you know, they saw they had a problem. They went out and addressed the problem. So, they're being proactive as far as this is concerned.
Right. And then the only issue that I have or only concern I have is if you become a racetrack that changes things on a whim, you know, if you're constantly making an announcement that this is new, this class is going to be eliminated, this class is going to be added, and you don't have that continuity, it doesn't inspire confidence in race car drivers. You know, if I'm a racer and I'm going to go spend my money on a Friday, a Saturday, or a Sunday, I want to know where I'm going is consistent. The rules are consistent. I'm going to talk to the same person every week about the same decision. And so that's right now, I think, their biggest a goal or accomplishment in my eyes that they have to find is find some continuity, get settled in, inspire some confidence in the racers that things are going to be fine and they aren't going to change and the rug's not going to be pulled out from underneath them, because I think that's a little bit of the concern right now with that group. Now, they've, like you said, they've put so much money and so much effort into it, and you can't applaud them enough for that because they love racing and they want to see it succeed at those three racetracks. You just got to also, you know, inspire a little confidence in your clientele.
NBA draft in the books, as you know, Jeremiah. Peter Jok was not taken, but he will have an opportunity with the Pelicans. What do you know about that?
Well, I haven't had a chance to talk with Peter yet. I had a call out to him, he's very busy right now. Got some bigger problems or bigger things to deal with than talking to the Cedar Rapids Gazette. I know that for sure. But I think at a certain point in that second round, kind of like Jared Utoff last year, you kind of don't want to get drafted just in the sense that your contract's not going to be guaranteed anyway. At that point, and if you're drafted by a team that you've either not discussed anything with, you don't know them, you don't know anything about their situation, it can put you in a not great spot to make a roster. Whereas right after the draft, it took 20 minutes from he tweeted before the draft was even over. I think it was like 4 or 5 picks to go. He was like, "Congrats to everybody drafted. It's a motivation." Literally 20 minutes after that, he tweeted that he had a deal with New Orleans, and it was like 5 minutes after the draft was over with. So, you know, his agent and he, they knew what they wanted to do, and, you know, much like Utah, they're going to try and put themselves in a position for him to succeed. And, you know, that roster needs shooters. You know, he said that. I think he told that to the Register, to Chad Lyskow. He spoke with him last night. And, you know, I think that if he can find that spot, you know, his ability as a shooter is going to get him a job somewhere, whether it's the newly named G League, which I hate that name, but whatever. either in the G League or over in Europe or in the NBA, he's going to find a job for sure. But going about it this way and having this route, I think, is his best shot at an NBA job. Is you know, not getting drafted instead of picking his spot. Because I think he's in a decent spot to be able to do that in New Orleans.
Of course, Primetime League is now underway, and people have got their first look at the two new Hawkeyes and the new Panthers as well. And as far as the Hawkeyes concerned, so far anyway, the reviews are pretty good, but that's kind of par for the course for the Primetime League.
Yeah, we have to take those stats and those games at face value. You know, we can't put too much stock in it. You know, it's just like the Cap City League over in Des Moines for the Iowa State people. You know, I remember Boo Boo Paolo several years went out and scored like 50 or something in a Cap City League game. Those numbers are not going to translate, not generally anyway. What you look for and what I saw in that opener was consistency and execution and what their first instinct is when they get to basketball. And if those, that first look is any indication, Iowa has two pretty good ones in Jack Nunge and Luca Garza. They're very confident with the ball. You know, when they get it, they have an idea of what they want to do before they get the ball. They're not lost. It doesn't appear they're lost at all. They went one-on-one against each other and both did some different things, some versatile things. You know, and that's what you want to see. You want to see them be able to do some different things consistently.
And we are less than 70 days away from the start of the college football season, believe it or not.
That's wild.
Yeah. I have a lot of activities I want to do before we start talking about football too much.
You and me both, Scott. You and me both.
A lot of them at racetracks and golf courses. Not so much at bowling alleys, right, Mark?
That's for sure.
And June. We got our June bowling in. Oh, a lot of big things happening in the offing anyway. Hey, Jeremiah, appreciate the time. As always, have fun over there in Newton. Have fun at Liberty tonight. And I know our paths will cross very soon sometime.
Thank you, gentlemen. Hold down the fort for me, Hawkeye down.
All right, we'll do so. Thanks. Jeremiah Davis, you can read his stuff at thegazette.com. And does a great job covering everything we talked about. Got it all, a little football, a little basketball, and also some auto racing, as well as the Iowa Speedway getting their first big weekend of the year tonight.
Speaking of Iowa football, we're getting a trickle of this, trickle of that out of Las Vegas, the Golden Nugget Sportsbook.
I thought you were going to say the Gold Sheet.
No, Golden Nugget Sportsbook has issued a spread for the Ohio State-Iowa game.
What date is
first weekend in November.
Okay.
And your guess would be? A game at Kinnick.
I would say 8.5. Ohio State by 8.5.
Double that.
Really?
Ohio State minus
17?
16.
16. Wow. Are you putting your hard-earned cash on which side of that right now?
I'd like to see another, you know, a month or two of football before that game. That's week 10.
Well, you're an advocate of the fact that the polls should not come out until November 1st. You've always been an advocate of that.
Sometime in October, maybe, but not. I don't want to see anything before Labor Day weekend. Let them get a couple games in the conference under their belts, meaning everybody. And you have a lot better idea of who's going to be good and who's not at that point rather than August 26th.
Yeah, I would agree. You're going to see the same basic 25 teams that you usually see in the preseason poll.
Typically.
Just in a different order. Although Alabama probably will start off the season as the number one team. Clemson with, of course, a lot of losses from their national championship team last year.
If you like John Cranton's segment, that's usually on Thursday. Next week, it's going to be on Wednesday.
That is correct.
And we're going to move Caddy Smack to Thursday next week, so a little minor change in the programming next week. You're going to be out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Kyle Mann going to be joining me for the shows. We're efforting a couple interesting guests for Monday. And, of course, Cal Eldred will be with us on Tuesday.
Yeah, and then Wednesday, John Cranton will be with you guys, and then I'll be back on Thursday, and we'll have Caddy Smack at that time, as we'll take a look past at the Travelers and look ahead. We're getting closer and closer to the Zach Johnson Foundation Golf Classic as well on July the 10th. So a lot of things in the offing as far as the world of golf is concerned. It is 40 past the hour of 3, 20 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Big thanks all this week to the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department, and we have one more of the Cedar Rapids Golf Department giveaways to award one of our great listeners. It is good for 2 18-hole rounds of golf and 2 sleeves of golf balls to one of the 4 Cedar Rapids City golf courses, Gardner, Twin Pines, Ellis, or Jones this summer. Stop by, hit a bucket of balls, play 9, ask about the Young Professional Season Pass, and also reserve your tee times. You can go online at playcedarrapidsgolf.com. And for more information, you can go to our website at kgymradio.com as well. Jeff Downing, speaking of the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department, he's on the other side of the glass. He's going to take caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600, and you're going to pick up 2 sleeves of golf balls and 2 rounds of golf at a Cedar Rapids City course. Maybe you'll see Jeff out there. And caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. Jeff will get your information, and thank you very much for listening all this week here on the Gym Class. When we come back, we're going to have a very special talk. I had a chance earlier today to talk with Donald Davidson. He is the historian of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. He is going to be in town next Wednesday. It is part of a series of talks with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway going around the Midwest, talking about connections between the local tracks and IMS. It's very interesting. It's going to be a breakfast at Hawkeye Downs next Wednesday at 8 o'clock, and we'll tell you how you can be a part of that in just a little bit. But I had a chance to talk with Donald a little bit earlier on today, and we're going to play that for you coming up right after this here on KGYM.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are in the middle of the ocean, on a raft, finding coverage options that fit your budget. As you listen to the ebb and flow of the tide, your budget, the ebb, our coverage, the flow. Why tetherball isn't considered a real sport? Unknown.
Be at one with your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Public Clearing Home is here at the home of Barb White, winner of our $5,000 a week forever sweepstakes. Let's go surprise her with the good news. Oh my. Oh, well, I've never seen anything quite like this, folks. It appears Barb has let her lawn go for a few years, maybe. We'll just go around the side. Oh, well, that's not gonna work.
Ooh, is that Public Clearing Home? Did I win?
Yes, ma'am, you won. We've got the check right here. Just need to get it to you.
Walk by the wind chimes next to the bug zapper.
Okay, sure. Okay,
duck your head under. Oh, I can't believe I won. This is just so exciting. Oh, dear. Are you okay?
You have a moat? You know what? We'll mail you the check. I hope you have a gigantic mailbox.
I do, in fact, right next to my gnome nativity scene. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Need landscaping? Get a loan. Go to Paco. DePaco Community Credit Union. We got you covered. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, Overhead Door is recruiting installers. Here's Overhead President Derek Powell.
Are you happy in your current job? Are you interested in work that is never dull and full of opportunity? Overhead Door is a local leader in the door business, and our 35 employees will tell you they enjoy coming to work. That matters to me, and I own the company.
Excellent. Training wage, signing bonus, and benefits. OverheadCRIC.com. OverheadCRIC.com.
Mike and Mike on the Gym is presented by Hertin and Stalker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets, downtown Iowa City. Stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class, KGYM.
Back with you on the Friday, right here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM on a sunny Friday. And coming up next week, a real treat at the Hawkeye Downs Speedway at 8 o'clock. We'll talk more about this coming up next week. But if you're a fan of racing, if you're a fan of open wheel racing, we've got a great, great morning for you. Donald Davidson joining us right now. He is going to be here in Cedar Rapids next Wednesday to talk about the crossover between the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, Hawkeye Downs Speedway, doing that on behalf of the Iowa Speedway as well. And Donald, a great pleasure to talk with you today. And you guys are making the Midwest tour right now, aren't you?
Yes, Scott, thank you. In fact, we're doing an Iowa tour. we're on our way to Green Bay, Wisconsin, but we're coming over to Iowa Tuesday and Wednesday. And we're doing events in Des Moines and then Cedar Rapids, and then we head back and stop at Bettendorf on the way back to Indianapolis.
Yep, and well, the reason for that, twofold, obviously, to talk about and to promote what's coming up at the Iowa Speedway in early July in Newton, but also kind of to go over a pretty rich history of open-wheel racing, IMCA racing, going back that far here in the state of Iowa.
Sure. Yeah, we can address that. In fact, we this whole thing started with visiting just communities in Indiana last year to promote the 100th running of the 500 upcoming. And then when that was such a success, they said, let's do it again. We went a little further afield. And some people said, well, you know, we couldn't get a date, but how about coming after the race? And so then we thought, well, we could tie it in with some of the events. So coming to Iowa is great for me, because wherever we've gone so far, you know, all the little communities in Indiana or Ohio or wherever, I always try to tie in where we were with what may have happened at the track in terms of participants. And over there, there's all kinds of tie-ins. So I'm really looking forward to going to Cedar Rapids. I was there years and years ago when it was a dirt track, and just, you know, sort of kind of daydreamed a little bit about all that had gone there with IMCA and triple A sprints. And that's where Troy Ruttman got hurt at Hawkeye Downs and you know, kind of changed his life a little bit.
Well,
so, and then the events that we do and the one there, hopefully a lot of race fans will come, and we like to do questions and answers, so it doesn't just have to be about the Indianapolis Speedway. If they want to do IMCA sprint cars, that's fine with me.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, such a tie-in. Our Hall of Fame, our Wall of Fame out at Hawkeye Downs Speedway has so many of the greats. You know, you take a look at the line, Gus Schrader, of course, going back to the IMCA days, and then also Johnny Rutherford, Jim McElreath, people like that that raced at Hawkeye Downs and raced at the Speedway.
Absolutely, yes. In fact, there's actually a plaque there with names?
Yeah, actually outside the grandstands. They're all posted,
Oh, I will look forward to seeing that.
But so many great racers that shared, you know, on the way to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, that raced on the dirt, raced in the sprints, and just went through towns like Cedar Rapids to get to Indianapolis.
Absolutely, on their way up, when the drivers would come up through the ranks, on the way up, and then even after they got there, and for several years, I think from 1950 through 55, AAA would do 3 days of racing at St. Paul. And on the way there, they would stop at Cedar Rapids. So, you know, Bob Schweikert won there. And, of course, only the True Blue race fans will know these names. But, you know, Don Freeland and Mike Nazarek and Johnny Parsons and on and on and on were all there.
Just
as well as the guys that you mentioned that ran IMCA prior to joining USAC, as it was later.
Yeah. Well, just an amazing roster of people. And it's different nowadays, obviously, in the 2000s than it was back in the 1950s and into the 1960s, as well. It's just I'm not going to say it's better or worse. It's just a different time as far as racing is concerned.
Yeah. Yes. But so we're happy to talk about what's going on now and talk about the upcoming race at Newton. But if anybody wants to go back to the 20s, 30s, and 40s, and a lot of people do, that's fine with me. I just enjoy telling stories about the past.
Yep, and you mentioned this all got started prior to the 100th running of the Indianapolis 500. And it seems that though that it kind of ended the centennial celebration a little bit, but things continue to pick up. Another great crowd at the Speedway this year for the 500, the 101st running, and it seems like the everything is moving upward as far as IndyCar racing is concerned right now, and it's great to see that again.
Yeah, we were very, very fortunate. The build-up for the 100th was so great, and then it looked like a week out, it looked like the weather was going to be bad, and everything worked out great. There was a surprise winner, and there was a lot of people, the indication we got, a lot of people that had not been to the race. They had gone for years, they stopped, and then they came back. And then there was a lot of people that were there for the first time, and so we thought, golly, I hope that the first-timers will say, God, this is pretty neat. We should come back. And the indication this past year was that they did. And it was another very interesting race and finish. So hopefully the buzz keeps going. And, we're already talking about the 102nd running of the Indianapolis 500.
Well, of course, a lot of the buzz provided by Fernando Alonso, and nothing new as far as a Formula One World Driving Champion coming to Indianapolis. And I think he opened some doors not only to maybe some more F1 drivers coming, but I think we're going to see maybe some NASCAR drivers hopefully taking it in.
Sure, because Kurt Busch did that in 2014, and it was difficult for him to do, but he showed it could be done. And there's no question that Fernando Alonso, that was a huge, huge story, because a lot of people from overseas and then people in this country, I mean, a lot of people in the United States, they're interested in Formula One and road racing and don't necessarily care about Indianapolis. And Alonso coming was huge. It's too bad that he couldn't have hung into the finish. He blew up with like 20 laps to go. And, had he had a top three finish or so, that would have been huge. But nevertheless, it got so much interest. And there are other Grand Prix drivers that would like to do Indianapolis. And the fact that he came, he showed it could be done. So I think you'll see more in the future.
Yeah, I think we will as well. And before we let you go here, Newton, of course, coming up. And it's such a unique track. And it's kind of a throwback to the days. You don't see many of the bull rings like that anymore on the circuit. And I think it's too bad because the drivers like it. The crowd likes it. It's very good racing.
Well, I don't know that anybody would over there that would appreciate that Newton being referred to as a bull ring, but that is the nickname for the short tracks. And certainly the racing is always very, very tight there. And the mile and a half ovals is always great racing. And the thing about Newton that I don't think there's a track that is easier to get to because it's so close to the freeway. Mm. I don't think there's a track anywhere that has better access.
Yep, and it should be another great race coming up on July the 9th. And Donald, again, tell everyone when you're going to be here in Cedar Rapids and some more information so they can come out and talk with you and ask you some great questions about the past and everything they want to know about Indianapolis and Hawkeye Downs and everything in between.
Okay, well, Jimmy Small, the president of the Iowa Speedway, will be there too. We're actually doing one in Des Moines. I don't know if anybody's within the listening range, but we're doing one in Des Moines at Jack Harrisby's Mack Truck place in Des Moines, and that is 5 o'clock Tuesday. And then we will be in Cedar Rapids for breakfast, 8 o'clock on Wednesday the 28th. And then we're actually stopping by to do a lunch in Bettendorf on the way back. I don't know if anybody would want to do more than one, but anyway, we're making those three visits, and come on out and you know, bring your trivia questions, and we'll have fun.
Yep. Donald Davidson from earlier on today, and if you want more information about that, it's going to be next Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock. There's going to be a continental breakfast that's going to be served as well. Stop by. Don't have to be. I mean, these guys were barnstormers all over the place, the Gush Raiders and whatnot. They raced everywhere.
Not the former sports editor of the Gazette.
No, not that Gush Raider.
Another Gush Raider.
Different Gush Raider, but... going back to the AAA days, the USAC days, the IMCA days, going way, way back. A lot of people drove in eastern Iowa that drove at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Going to be very interesting. If you are planning on going, it is next Wednesday the 28th at 8 o'clock at Hawkeye Downs. Presentations are going to begin at 8:30. And call them at Hawkeye Downs, RSVP that you're coming. And the more the merrier. That should be a whole lot of fun. All you had to do is mention Iowa, Ohio State, and a 16-point spread, and we got people commenting, don't we?
We do indeed. And 7295 says, watch as Iowa covers and pulls the upset and pulls into first place in the West.
He's got it already taken, or she has it already taken care of.
Wow.
Yeah, appreciate that.
It'd be something to see.
Boy, that's 16 early.
On the other hand, 56-80, I would definitely take the over on the on Ohio State versus Iowa spread. Iowa is not going to be good.
Again, it's hard to play that game of looking into the crystal ball and seeing exactly what's going to happen in the first weekend in November. You could be very, very wrong on that. Not wrong on Joe from Fairfax winning our final golf package. Thank you to the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department for helping us out with that. If you're wondering where our topic was, it's going to be back next Friday. We already got it taken care of, I think. And so we'll put that on the back burner for just a little bit here. And again, Kyle will be sitting in Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with you, Mark, and wish you fun and frivolity at that time.
Yep, we'll see you back here on Thursday. One more. Let's give a shout out to the poll question, Emil's Hideaway.
Yes.
Poll question, who landed the best free agent opportunity? Jeremy Morgan at Golden State, Naz Mitchell-Long at either Indianapolis or Sacramento, or Peter Jock at New Orleans? More about that coming up on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn.
Yep, Jack Dom will also be joining them as well coming up. All right, hope you enjoyed it. And Mark and Kyle will be back on Monday. This is KGYM.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal.